This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman.
Achoo!
Pollen levels have been skyrocketing to new heights this spring in Kansas City. That's bad news for allergy sufferers, but good news for a UMKC scientist who's found a way to use a byproduct of all that suffering. Our producer, Sylvia Maria Gross, recently visited the biomedical researcher in his lab on campus to see how it works.
Dr. Ernest Verastus looks like you might imagine a biochemical engineer would look. Stereotypically, of course. Weirdly parted black hair, glasses askew, a red bow tie. He's always tinkering in his lab filled with glassware, beakers oozing substances into other beakers on Bunsen burners.
Look at the viscosity here. It's just the perfect texture.
Verastus recently made an important discovery about the energy properties of mucus. It was a beautiful Kansas City spring 5 years ago. Like so many of us at this time of year, he had a drippy nose. And he dripped into the alternative fuel substitute he was developing with funding from Exxon.
Well, the fuel was basically a mix of ethanol and cornstarch, but a few drops of snot basically just transformed it. It gave it just the texture and resiliency the fuel needed to maintain its molecular structure in both extreme heat and extreme cold. When I came across this, I did a little happy dance there for a second, and then I got right back to work.
Verastus is now harvesting phlegm, if you believe it.
I designed all the perfect little tools for people to provide it for me. Nose spades and neti pots and funnels and beakers. Now, all they have to do is put a seal on the top and drop it off to my office. That's, of course, until we scale up.
Verastus has a whole room full of small vehicles that are being powered by his special snot-based fuel with remarkably low emissions. He's working with Ford on a prototype for a car.
I mean, imagine running out of fuel on the highway and all you have to do to get your car started again is to blow your nose into your engine. I mean, that sounds crazy, but that is the wave of the future.
As long as people are suffering from allergies, cold, even tuberculosis, if Ernest Verastus has anything to do about it, we might have a new fuel source that could save the planet, and perhaps a new claim to fame for the Paris of the Plains.